741 at WEOL. We're coming up on the holiday season, Black Friday upon us, but of course they also have Giving Tuesday, which has been designated for Tuesday this year is November 30th. And joining us to talk about that and how you can help out our organizations is Roya Winner. She's Communications Manager for Social Impact at Meta. We know that formerly as the Facebook company, but I guess we're going to talk this morning about how people can kind of, donate, volunteer, help out their nonprofits. What's some of the easy ways that people can do that this year?
You got it, and thanks so much for having me. And you absolutely covered it. Right now, there's so many ways and even more ways for people to give back using Meta products like Facebook and Instagram. Whether you're starting or donating to a fundraiser or providing, you know, support for vulnerable folks in your community, providing groceries to neighbors, providing warm coats to children who may need it. There's always ways to do that with right within the product.
Do you also kind of encourage nonprofits to kind of be out there on the social platform so that people can become familiar with them and know how they can help out best?
Absolutely. And this is what we see. Nonprofits are reaching more people than ever before. And you don't have to necessarily host a big gala and have a large event. You can have donors that are giving $5, $10, $20. And it's that collective support that's really making a difference. To date, people have raised $5 billion on Facebook and Instagram for nonprofits and causes they care about. And last year on Giving Tuesday, people raised over $135 million on the 2 weeks around the day alone.
And I guess how do you kind of best plan for that? Just on that day, or should you encourage people to think about coming up that day? I mean, there's always like a pre-promotion on it, right, to get people and eyes and ears on part of it?
You got it. So we really think about this as a giving season. As you mentioned, it kicks off on Tuesday, November 30th, with Giving Tuesday. We know the holidays are a time for so many where they unlock their generosity. And I think we've seen it during these times now more than ever, how much people want to reach out and help their neighbors. They want to help in their local communities. And the need has grown now more than ever. So there are over 1.5 million nonprofits eligible for fundraising on Facebook and Instagram. And we know that every dollar counts for these organizations. So 100% of what's raised goes to the organizations. We cover all fees.
How easy is it to set up a fundraiser?
You know, have you ever seen a fundraiser on Facebook? You know, one where you can just tap the donate button or, you know, with a few clicks or taps, you can start your own fundraiser or even add a donate button to a post or a story on Instagram and Facebook. It's really as simple as a few clicks. And the great part is you're tapping into your community. You're sharing authentically what is important to you. And we're seeing people just really provide their friends and family an avenue to do something, to give back. And again, the average donation that we see on Facebook fundraisers is somewhere around $25. So those small and mighty dollars really add up to create a huge difference.
A lot of times when it comes to fundraising, we want to make sure this is legitimate. How do we verify something like that? Or what would you give people as far as to know what's secure and what to be cautious of?
Such a good question, right? We want to make sure that what we are seeing is validated. And that's why we have our own vetting process, and we partner with an organization called Network for Good that makes sure that these organizations are in good 501c3 standing. And that's why when you donate on Facebook or Instagram, you, the donor, has the peace of mind that the dollars that you're raising is going to that exact organization.
So what are other ways that maybe you have examples of what people have done to help out in their community?
Absolutely. And this is the stuff that inspires me every single day. I learn about, you know, there's a 12-year-old girl named Chelsea who started an organization called Chelsea's Charity. She has provided thousands of art kits. We're talking little baggies of markers, crayons, paper, other art supplies, because art can be so healing. And her small but mighty organization has provided these art kits to children experiencing homelessness, to those who are in need in their communities. And we see this one act of kindness sparking so much more. For Giving Tuesday, she's already ready to give 1,000 art kits this giving season to children in need.
And where can people find out more about information we've talked about today, either with the Giving Tuesday or maybe setting up a way to give, or just, you know, finding out what's in their community they can help out?
You got it. So right there in the Facebook app or in the Instagram app, or if you're online, it's facebook.com/fundraisers. You can easily start a fundraiser. You can see fundraisers that have been created by your friends and family. On Instagram now, which as I mentioned, we have so many more nonprofits that can fundraise. you can actually create a fundraiser right when you create a post or add it to a story. So we're hoping with these easier ways, people are able to access them. Another thing to add is actually out there in Cleveland, we're testing a new product called Neighborhoods that's giving people an opportunity to connect with their neighbors. So as it rolls out in the coming weeks, I encourage your listeners to check that out and find ways. There's even a giving exchange this holiday season to help connect neighbors in communities to each other and really kind of kick off the holiday spirit together.
Sounds good. We want to get people in the giving spirit and also find out about those in needs and maybe a way they can do it in their own special and bring their talents to the Facebook neighborhoods as well. Roya, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, thanks for sharing the information with us.
Thanks so much, and happy holidays to all of you.
Thanks.